There it is, right up there.
It's right where I confirmed the nesting last year. I think we want to cross the creek, if we can get across the creek. It may be too high.
We're walking in the rain along Coal Creek, and we're looking and listening for chats.
You hear it? That's check, 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 check. And there it goes again. Chat, 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 chat.
A tangle of shrubs like this is where these large warblers like to nest. They are aptly named and chatter away practically nonstop in late spring. An early ornithologist said a singing male, and this is a quote, laughs dryly, gurgles derisively, whistles triumphantly, chatters provokingly, and chuckles complacently.
That's the chat, too. It's a bright, bright yellow bird on the shrub about 100 yards in front of us.
For such a loud bird, they can be surprisingly hard to see, partly because they are adept ventriloquists. You could swear the singer is very near and to the right, then you look around, and it's way off to the left. They also spend a lot of time skulking through the brush, but they may suddenly pop to the top of a tree and carol madly away. They are unusual warblers in that they sometimes sing during display flights and sometimes imitate other birds.
Well, the chat is one of many shrub obligate nesting birds, meaning birds that have to have dense shrubbery to nest in. And here along Coal Creek, we've seen a tripling in numbers of shrub nesting birds over the last 10 years. Some of those species are gray catbirds, blue-gray gnatcatchers, spotted towhees, and even beautiful blue grosbeaks. And the reason is cattle have been removed from this stretch of Coal Creek. In fact, the city of Boulder and Jefferson County have protected 6 linear miles of Coal Creek from cattle grazing. It isn't just the songbirds that benefit. We now have an elk herd that lives here year-round. And because some areas of Coal Creek have been protected as trailless areas, we even have a pair of nesting bald eagles along Coal Creek, south of Boulder and north of Rocky Flats. So what it shows is you can make an amazing difference for the environment by just doing something very small, by protecting an area from cattle grazing. You know, this area was grazed historically by bison and elk, so maybe what we've created is an unnatural situation. Maybe what you need is a little grazing here and there. But there are so few areas in eastern Colorado that aren't grazed by cattle that it's important to have these control areas where there's no grazing just to see what the potential is. If you want to go looking for chats and other shrub nesting birds, Coal Creek is great right at the mouth of Coal Creek Canyon, but you can also go to Flagstaff Mountain, Shadow Canyon in the Boulder Mountain Park, and Roxborough State Park. Any place where there are lots of shrubs growing right at the base of the foothills, you'll find chats and these other songbirds.